Yes, I like social media. Yes, I like services like YouTube and Facebook. And yes, I use them a lot. But over the last 12 months, I decided to run an experiment. Now, if you check out the comment areas of sites like CNN, BBC, and YouTube, finding what people call internet trolls is very easy. It seems that for every valid comment, there are at least 5 from loony trolls who make the dumbest comments you can ever read. Social media is also a wasteland of rumors and hoaxes. And you know what? Starting a hoax is very easy. And the comments people post seem to be from individuals that have no sense of reality. Now, maybe for about 2 years now, a number of videos have started appearing on YouTube called Noises Under the Streets Of. They can include Kiev in Ukraine, places in Canada, Australia, the United States, it doesn't matter where. This got me thinking, how easy would it be to do such a hoax? I mean, unless you have 2 brain cells, most normal people can tell right away these are just plain silly. So on September 13th, 2011, I took the lowest quality video camera I have. I shot about 3 minutes of video, loaded it into Final Cut Pro. I looked at it, but it didn't look like anything special. But from a visual standpoint, it was passable. You know, passable, like those funny UFO videos that are always blurry and there's always shaking cameras. But yet something was still missing, and that was sounds. Well, there were sounds. The only sounds were Taipei street sounds of cars, trucks, people talking, dogs barking, you know, everyday life. The video needed something special. So I went to my vinyl collection and came across an LP released in 1974 by BBC Enterprises called Sounds from Doctor Who. It's a collection of sound effects produced by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop for that science fiction series. I added a sound from the episode Robot. This was the first episode where Tom Baker appeared as the Doctor. With that, and the ordinary sound of Taipei, and a little bit of wind, this is how it came out. Well, as soon as I finished mixing in the sound, I decided to upload it onto YouTube immediately, which is what I did. Within 2 hours, I got nearly 250 people that had viewed the video. And some very strange comments as well. In a few weeks, there were actually over 500 comments. Comments, I only chose 3, but they pretty much summarize it. These noises started freaking me out because I heard the same thing in my own city. What the is going on? And the government is up to something they don't want us to know about. And somebody else here saying, I heard this as well, and scary. And many, many more. That's pretty much the gist of the messages that were posted, over 500 within, like I said, a few weeks. Now, you may think these people are being sarcastic, but they're not. They're actually being serious. There are some people that posted comments like, people are pointing a camera at the sky and then adding some noise. Get over it. That's how it's happening. But every time someone with reason would post something like that, the conspiracy nuts would jump on that person, calling them all kinds of names. Names that I'm not going to say right now. Now, conspiracy nuts have been around for years, but it seems to me that with the internet and social media, they've created an environment for these people to flourish. Many people who post valid, well-thought comments after a while stop because these conspiracy nuts become abusive. After I put on the YouTube page that this video was a hoax, you should have seen the comments that came in. It was very funny. There were people calling me all kinds of names, making threats, insisting that they've heard these noises. When I checked out their YouTube profiles, these were the same people that sworn they'd seen UFOs, and believe they were taken by Martians and brought into outer space for experiments, and the government knows, and they're trying to keep it quiet. How many views do you think this little silly video I posted received? Well, in under 3 months, 47,015. After I mentioned it was a hoax, almost nothing. But I'm proud to say that some people ripped the video and put it on their own sites. Yes, yeah, some of the conspiracy nuts did that. And when I calculated the total from mine and their sites, there was over 200,000. Yes, 200,000 for a video that took me less than 5 minutes to put together, with sound effects produced by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, I have to leave you right now, as there are some government officials waiting to take me to a meeting with people that I can't talk about.